The national draft is just a couple of weeks away, where young men who have been chasing their football dream for a very, very long time, their dreams are about to be realised, and some may not. But for a lot of them, all of the goals and the childhood dream is about to become a reality. We'll have it all for you on SEN, and wanted to talk today about the way that youngsters now are prepared for what is to come. In a national competition, in a time where there's never been as much scrutiny in the game of Australian rules football as what there is right now, how are they prepared? What are some of the steps? Because it just seems to be that every time we hear a youngster do an interview on radio at the moment, particularly on this station, every time I hear them, I think to myself, gee, that young fella speaks well. He's so ready for what's to come in the next few years. Mark Wheeler is the talent manager for the Sandringham Dragons, was with the Dandenong Stingrays and has been involved in junior footy for a very, very long time. So has seen them all come and go and has seen the changes over the journey as well. And he's the perfect man to talk to about this. Mark, good afternoon, mate.
Afternoon. How are you going?
I'm good. This constant search for development and this constant search to improve youngsters and to have them ready, how much has it changed from when you first started working in the under-18 system?
I've definitely become more professional in every area. I wouldn't say in one area. I think across it all. And I think the thing is, the investment in the AFL has got bigger, the standards have got higher. So I think the young men and young women these days are setting the standards, and each year they're trying to go above them. I'll see that in all our testing results.
Is there a small element, maybe even 5%, where maybe the kids coming through get it a bit more now and understand as sport becomes more professional by the year as well?
Well, I think so, and I think the other thing is the technology thing. So there's a lot more information out there. So we're talking about it at the time, you know, having some information in some of these hands sometimes can be dangerous, but they're fully accessible to a lot of data and a lot of information, and it's everything there. TV games going back into the 70s and 80s and, you know, late, even late 90s, we're not getting every game of football. Now we do. We get it all streamed. We get every game. Everything's under the banner of let's have a look at it and go through it and just work out every position and every player, and everyone has an opinion on that. So stats, I don't think all that information is all out there. GPS, local football clubs can run around with GPS. You know, that wasn't in our system 10 years ago, and now local clubs have got that as well. So I think what it is, it's set higher standards, and as we progress, our young women and young men are taking themselves to the next level, which is sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah, and you would have seen we see the good and we celebrate the good so often. It's those other stories that we sometimes or probably never ever hear again, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The expectations of some of these young boys put on themselves at the age of possibly 12. I think that's when most of them start working out. They're probably not a bad footballer. Mm. And even our young girls at the moment, with all the hype that's going on in the expansions that we've been seeing over the last 3 years, you know, they've definitely, you know, put themselves out there that definitely probably going to be a draft, and when they don't get drafted is how they handle that. So we do a lot of work in that area, and all the NAB league regions across the country are doing a lot more work in the wellbeing and area of that side, and also just having those open conversations with our players of setting expectations and goal setting.
Mark Wheeler from the Sandringham Dragons joining me this afternoon on SEN. So, Mark, just go back to, we were talking there about there's more video available, there's more scrutiny and more analysis on the NAB League players. In a strange and a small kind of way, does that help build a bit of resiliency for what's to come?
Yeah, there's we think it does. Once you come into a program like the Sandringham Dragons, you're definitely under the scrutiny, and we say we've got an honesty, and that's one of our pillars. We'll be very honest with the boys, and you talk to them about the good and the bad, so you're pretty equal, and, you know, make sure you keep working on your good side of your game and your good side of your life, but you've got to work on, you know, 50-50. You can't just push it all one way. But, yeah, there's nowhere for them to hide, and the vision definitely is one where, you know, even down to everything they do in a game of footy to the NAB League, and you saw the NAB League gap this year. You know, there's a highlight package for most of the boys who play games in it. Mm. The girls in 2020, they'll have their highlight packages put up. I think it puts a lot more expectations on them. And I think within that friend group as well, the thing that we do forget, we can control our own little bubble. It's when these young boys and girls go back to their own environment of school and their extended friends and family. I think there's a lot more expectations put on them there because a lot of their achievements are out there for the whole wider public to have a look at.
I'm sure the kids, or I shouldn't say, the young men, are pretty nervous for what's to come in the next couple of weeks. How are you normally around this time? You've got some really, really exciting prospects and probably three or four or maybe even more that might end up as top 20 picks this year.
You're always excited, but you're always feeling like you've always missed one or two, and that happens every year. And I think I wrote an article a few years ago. We're talking about how hard it is on draft night when you have some names that you're possibly expecting to be read out and they don't get read out, how much work you need to do over those next 24 to 48 hours. And just, dealing with those. That program then becomes a different programming, but at the same time, you already started on your 2020 season. So yeah. We kick off on Sunday with our inductions. The other regions are similar to me at this point of time. You're trying to get your new list going. So you've got this big balancing act on trying to do it, but you're excited. You're definitely excited for the players. You're disappointed for the players. We've been teaching them a little bit about harsh reality for a while, that if it was easy, everyone would be there. Playing the game of the AFL is a high-achieving component to what they're trying to do, and the VFL is a great pathway, and we've seen that over the last probably 3-4 years, that how many of these young men may have missed out through the NAB League system and then gone on and played some really good VFL and, waffles, NFL, and then getting picked up. So you just got to sit there and say, look, with all the training we've done and, all our Plan B stuff that we've had in place with you guys, you've got to make sure you go ahead and do your Plan B.
Mark, thanks for giving us an understanding of the system and how things operate, and good luck to you and to all of you young men for what's to come in the next few weeks.
I appreciate your time and thank you.
Mark Wheeler, the talent manager from the Sandringham Dragons, joining us on SEN. Yeah, it is tough. There's no question about that. There are disappointments along the way. And a text has come through that said, I played senior footy at 16 in Division 1 and dominated, was a gifted junior footballer and went through the TAC Cup system in 2007. Ended up speaking to a lot of clubs and was highly touted. However, I wrecked my shoulder and didn't hear much after that. However, this did not disappoint me. It was, in fact, an enormous relief. Some people underestimate the pressure that is placed on the young shoulders before they even make the AFL. I was physically sick before every game I played. Even if it was a team, we would trounce because of the pressure to perform. It can take a huge toll. That's part of why we wanted to talk to Mark Wheeler today and someone from the NAB League system, just to give us an understanding of not only the players that are being prepared for the draft, but what happens to some of the players who miss out on their opportunity. What does that look like for them next? Welfare is the key word there, and I come away from that chat feeling really comfortable, and I hope that you did as well.